Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm going to talk about language learning again today. And the reason is someone called Shawcor got in touch with me recently and was asking quite a few good questions about shadowing. If you haven't done shadowing before, or you don't know what it is, it's where you copy someone who speaks in the native language you're trying to learn, and you just copy what they say. But you're sort of saying it with them, sort of at the same time as they're saying it. So you're not like waiting for them to finish a sentence and then repeating that sentence. Like as soon as you hear a word, you say it. So it's quite quick. And as you do this, you're also trying to copy the emotion in their voice as well. Anyway, that's what shadowing is. So Shawcor said that she is currently shadowing with some, I think it was a podcast. It was some learning material anyway. BBC Learning English. I don't know, is that a podcast? Is that a video thing? I've not seen it before. Anyway, she can shadow pretty well, to be honest, with this material, and is able to like get copy the emotion and so on. But she said that she tried shadowing like by copying a favorite actress or by, you know, copying some TED Talks and that kind of thing, you know, it's completely native material, and that was much harder. So the question is, should you keep shadowing something you find easy, or should you move on to something you find hard? Should you try and shadow something you can't speak? I should do some shadowing. I should practice speaking English. Should you shadow something that you find very difficult? I think, and this is my experience of shadowing, that you're probably better off. It's better to shadow something that's easy. And the reason is, if you shadow something that's hard or too hard for you, you're probably not able to copy it very well. It's going to be very difficult to understand the words that are being said, to catch those words, and then to repeat them. And you won't get any flow from it. So you might be able to say this word, maybe these few words, maybe a sentence. But I think it's much better when you're able to understand all, well, almost everything that's being said, and being able to copy that, and being able to get that flow where it's just coming in and going out and coming in and going out, and it's almost automatic, like you're not really thinking about it. Now, does it really matter if you keep doing this with simple material, with easy material? I don't really think it does. As long as that material is native material, I don't think it really matters. Because the point of shadowing is to sort of like train your brain to speak English naturally. It's not really for practicing vocabulary, for learning new words, or anything like that. It's just a sort of like kickstart to begin your speaking, really, or to make your speaking a bit more natural. So not everyone is able to practice speaking English. So I remember when I wasn't able to practice speaking Japanese, I'd do shadowing a lot. Because I didn't have anyone to talk to. So I'd just shadow. And that was a way of like producing some Japanese and, you know, getting my mouth used to the shapes and sounds of the language. So I don't really see any benefit. I don't think there's any value in picking difficult material. But I did say as long as it's native, and that's really the key point, I think. So this BBC Learning English Shoko was very kind and sent me like an example of what this sounded like. And I was quite surprised, to be perfectly honest, because I like the BBC. I think they're a very good organization. And when I listened to this this podcast or show or whatever it is for learning English, I was surprised by how unnatural it sounded. At first, I thought there was some American person talking, and then I listened a bit more, and then I realized, no, they were British, but perhaps they were foreign? I'm not sure. But yeah, it sounded very unnatural to me. It sounded like someone was reading from a script. And when you read from a script, it's not natural. If you're a really good actor, then you can read from a script and it sounds natural, of course. But I think most of us are not really good actors. And I think the people who are doing that program perhaps are not very good actors. So to me, it just sounds like very unnatural English. So what you have to look for when you're doing shadowing is something that's easy and natural. And that's pretty hard to find, to be honest. If you don't know if you can't recognize natural sounding English, then yes, it's hard to find that kind of thing. But I think if you listen enough to English, if you spend enough time listening to all different kinds of things, you know, podcasts, radio, TV shows, films, whatever, I think you'll start to learn what sounds natural and what doesn't. I mean, I'm quite confident that I can do this with Japanese. There are some podcasts I start listening to and I think there's no emotion in that voice. I think that's just someone reading from a script. And then I don't usually subscribe to those. But the ones that sound really natural, I mean, listen for mistakes. I've made a mistake earlier. I make mistakes all the time. And then the pauses I make so many. I keep saying, all the time. So these are really big clues as to what native media sounds like. It's not clean, and it's not neat, and it's not perfect. There should be mistakes. And why do you want these mistakes? Why do you want these little, like, imperfect bits? It's because that's how we speak, and that's what you need to learn to copy as well. How do you pause in a conversation? What do you say when you're thinking? All these little noises that English speakers make, you want to copy those too. There aren't any in these like perfect podcasts with scripts. There aren't any noises. There aren't any like, I wonder if maybe I should, you know, there's none of that. Now, like so many podcasts, my podcast is edited too. I edit every single episode. If I didn't, I think it would be a bit too boring, because sometimes it takes me a long time to think of what I want to say next. So maybe there'd be lots of silence in it. But anyway, what I'm careful not to do is make this podcast too perfect. I often leave my mistakes in, and I do that on purpose for the reason I've just mentioned. Now, Shawcor finished by saying, can you recommend any good things to like shadow with? And I haven't got back to her yet. I did take a look, but to be honest, I think it's very hard for me to recommend what's good for somebody else. I think it's something that you have to find yourself, because only you know what level you're at, and only you know what kind of things you're interested in, really. So recommending something for someone else is a bit hard. I think it's just good. I did say that podcasts are quite a good thing to shadow, especially ones aimed at learners, like a podcast like this one, aimed at learners, but where there's no script at all, and the person speaking is maybe speaks a little slower than they normally would. I think that would be like a really good thing to shadow with, and I've shadowed with podcasts in the past. So yeah, my advice is go out there on the internet or whatever, find loads of podcasts, find TV shows if you're at that level, and then just try shadowing with them and see what works for you, and just make sure that it sounds natural, like with all the little pauses and mistakes in. Those things are really good. And with that, I'm going to end the episode. I do hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you have a lovely day today. Bye-bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.